Praise the Lord. This is Anne-Marie McQueen of McQueen Universal Ministries coming to you, glory to God, to bring God all the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. Don't you just love him? I love Jesus today. I love him, and I give him all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray and jump right on into the Word of God, because God's Word is life to us. Amen. We have some reading to do, so I want to get to it. Father, we thank you. We love you. We praise you. Speak to us. Let your Word be clear. Let us be willing and ready to be obedient and to receive your truth. Help us, Lord God. Help us to be willing to change whatever need to be changed and fix whatever need to be fixed. Help us, Lord God, to stop what we need to stop or start what we need to start and continue to grow in ways that you are blessing. We bless your name forever in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we jump right into the Word of God in 2 Samuel. Remember we said last time we were going to read from there and look at David and Shimei and see what the situation was that was going on with them and just kind of see how David handled this situation right here. In 2 Samuel chapter 16, I'm going to show you something, because what I had said to you last week was that there will come a time when we will begin to, we must know how to make right decisions. We must know how to be sensitive to the voice of God, the move of God, even in our partnerships, marriage partners and friends and neighbors, business partners. We have to know what God is saying and not make excuses and make it the counselor's fault or the pastor's fault or this one's fault or that one's fault that we're making blunders in life. No, no, my sister, my brother, it's time for us to be sensitive to God ourselves and hear him and obey him and do what he's saying. But if we can't even hear him and we're used to going to somebody else and letting them make our decisions, then we're going to be always stuck, you know, because we're not sure what to do unless somebody tells us. And if they tell us the wrong thing, then we're going to be doing wrong things. Let us practice, all of us together, hearing from our God and our Father and our Lord and allowing him to lead us and guide us. Amen. That's why he's given us the Holy Spirit. So let's look at David. We're going to start with the beginning and just see a part of Ziba before Shimei, and then we're going to end up with Shimei. Amen. So just very briefly, the Bible says, and when David was a little past the top of the hill, behold, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, met him with a couple of asses saddled, and upon them 200 loaves of bread, and 100 bunches of raisins, and 100 of summer fruits, and a bottle of wine. And the king said to Ziba, what meanest thou by these? And Ziba said, the asses be for the king's household to ride on the bread and summer fruit, for the young men to eat, and the wine that such as be faint in the wilderness may drink. And the king said, and where is thy master's son? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he abideth at Jerusalem, for he said, today shall the house of David restore me the kingdom to my father. The house of Israel restore me the kingdom of my father. Then said the king to Ziba, behold, thine art all that pertained unto Mephibosheth. And Ziba said, I humbly beseech thee that I may find grace in thy sight, my lord, O king. Now, if anybody knows the story, this is the story of when David had been betrayed by his son Absalom, and he was running away, or he left Jerusalem. And he left his city. And he was just shamed, and he was gone and crying, and it was just a terrible thing that happened in the land. And the Bible says that here is David now, and all those who loved David, many of them went with David. So a great, you know, number of people left the city and went with David just to encourage him and to bless him. And so here is this man, Ziba. Ziba is the servant, was the servant of Saul and Jonathan, and the servant of Mephibosheth, who is the son of Jonathan. Now, Mephibosheth is lame in his feet and used to live in a town called Lodabar, and he couldn't walk, of course, and so, you know, back then in those days, that is such a shame and a terrible thing to be in this condition. the anointing about doctors like we do today, and the power of God's healing. Glory to God. But he was the son of Jonathan, and God had put in David's heart that to covenant with Jonathan, if anything ever happened to you, I will bless even your children. And so after the whole thing and David was king, he found out that he had a son named Mephibosheth, and he went and found that son and was taking care of Mephibosheth. He had him sitting at his table and was dining with the king every day. And that's a great honor, because lame people were not really allowed to come in the presence of a king. But yet the Lord put on David's heart to bestow such honor on Mephibosheth. Well, this is the day now when David is needing some encouragement, and David don't see Mephibosheth anywhere. And Ziba says, oh, yeah, because my master said this is the time when the house of Israel is going to be restored to me and to my people, you know, to Saul's clan. And what is Ziba really saying about Mephibosheth? He's saying Mephibosheth was being bad towards David and was glad for David's dilemma. But did that really happen? Was that really so? You know, I encourage you, because I'm going through it very quickly, I encourage you to take the time to read through the story and see, you know, get all the details, see what really happened. Go to your Bible and read it. You know, some of the stories can really be a blessing. But in chapter 19 of the book of Samuel, we see here what had happened. 19 verse 16, the Bible lets us know what really had happened with Ziba and Mephibosheth in the word of the Lord, so that we can get an idea and see how people can be so hateful. I'm telling you, you know, you might think it's one way. It's another way. Verse 24 said, Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king and had neither dressed his feet nor trimmed his beard nor washed his clothes from the day the king departed until the day he came back again in peace. And it came to pass when he came to Jerusalem to meet the king that the king said unto him, wherefore wentest thou not thou with me, Mephibosheth? And he answered, my lord, O king, my servant deceived me. For thy servant said, I will saddle my ass that I might ride thereon and go to the king, because thy servant is lame. You see, what really happened was the servant deceived Mephibosheth and went on and met David and acted like Mephibosheth didn't want to go. And Ziba said, oh, he didn't want to come. Well, Mephibosheth is saying, I didn't want to come, but because I'm lame, the servant went off without me. Now, while the servant had spoken to David, David said, you know what? Take everything Mephibosheth has. But now when Mephibosheth really tells David the real story, you know, David said to Mephibosheth, you know what? Because now he knows he's given everything to Ziba. And the king said, wherefore, why speakest thou any more of this, of thy matter? I have said, thou and Ziba divide the land. And Mephibosheth, I'm in verse 30, said unto the king, yea, let him take all, for as much as my lord the king has come again in peace unto his own house. In other words, Mephibosheth said, you don't have to share the stuff between me and him. He can have it all. Mephibosheth was not interested in the stuff. He was glad that the king had come back safely. But the reason David did this, David had already given everything that belonged to Mephibosheth to Ziba, because he had at first believed what Ziba said. Now he heard the story and he's like, well, you know, I kind of gave it away already, but now y'all can go ahead and share. Well, here we are, the sensitivity of God to be able to discern the right story from the wrong story. Because guess what, saints? You and I are going to be in this situation. We don't know who's telling the truth. And we have to rely on the Holy Spirit to tell us who's telling the truth. Which one of these fellas are really telling the true story? What really, really happened? David wasn't there. And after you've made a decision like this, what David did, it affects a lot of lives. You see? And so I'm showing you, you know, right or wrong, what David did. David decided to go right down the middle. But we might not have the opportunity to go right down the middle. So whichever way we do, we do have to learn how to make the right decisions when it comes to the things of God and the people of God. Now, when we go back to chapter 16, verse number 5, it says, when David the king came to Ben-Huron, behold, visions came out of a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth and cursed still as he came. And he cast stones at David and at all the servants of King David, and all the people and all the mighty men were on his side, right hand, and on his left. And thus said Shimei when he cursed, come out, thou bloody man, and thou man of Belial. The Lord has returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned, and the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son, and behold, thou art taken to thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man. Then said Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, unto the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. And the king said, what have I to do with thee, thou son of Zeruiah? See, look at David's attitude concerning this. Pay attention to how David is feeling about this whole thing. So let him curse, because the Lord has said unto him, curse David. Who shall then say, wherefore hast thou done so? And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, behold, my son, which came forth from my bowels, seeketh my life. How much more shall now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, let him curse, for the Lord has bidden him. It may be that the Lord will look upon my affliction, and that the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the Lord told this man to curse David, but what I will tell you is to look at David's attitude towards this man. He said they wanted to go over and cut the man's head off. He's stoning David, he's cursing David, he's telling David he's bloody. I mean, he is insulting the king, their master, their lord. No, you know how you feel about your leaders. You don't want anybody cursing your mom and dad. I remember when we were little, you said two words about one of our moms, and you were in trouble from the get-go. You're not talking about my mother, are you? You know, and, you know, it would be cause to fight. Well, they're cursing the king, and they're ready to take his head off. He's just one man. And here David has his mighty man of valor with him. But David said, no, leave him alone. And David made an awesome statement, if you heard it. He said, you know what? Could be the Lord will be merciful to me when he sees this man cursing me. In other words, he sees me taking it with patience. God sees that I'm not going to do anything about this. God might be merciful to me. Let me pile mercy on top of mercy. And God does nothing to Shimei. Tune in with us next time, and we're going to continue this story, amen, about being sensitive to the voice and the Spirit of God and being moved by God. The Lord loves you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.